We're doing Brachot, we're up to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we had concluded the first chapter, where the Gemara had said that Rav Yossi Bar Avin, or Rav Yossi Bar Zvida asked, that we said you may not call Avram again. So the pasuk says in the end of Ezra, Atah Hashem Elokim Asher Bachata Me'Avram. Amar Lei, so he answered him, Hatam Naviu Dekam Sader L'Shivchei Terachmana. In Vayivarech David, it is the prophet who is recounting Hashem's praise. Madehave Meikara. What happened originally? Originally, Hashem, you took Avram out of our custom and you changed his name to Avraham. So he's not really calling Avraham Avram, but rather he is recounting the history. So in recounting the history, he's recounting that Avraham originally was called Avram. But he's not really calling Avraham by the name Avram, and that's why it's okay. This is in Nehemiah. It's Vayivarech David. So we say it in Vayivarech David. We return to the chapter Me'ematai. We wish ourselves that we should return, Hadran, we should return to Me'ematai, to the chapter that's called Me'ematai. And now we begin the second chapter of Brachot. If someone was reading the Torah and he reaches the Parsha of Eschanan and he's just up to the words Shema Yisrael, when comes time to really read Shema. So he's reading it as part of his learning Chumash. So the Mishnah tells us, in kiven libo, if he focuses, if he has intent, so then yatsa, he could fulfill his obligation with that reading. End point. That's point number one. Now, the Mishnah goes on to a new topic. Baprakim, in the joints, the points where you connect two different parshios, meaning we have the first parsha of Shema, which appears in Veschanan. The second parsha of the Hoyam Shemua, which appears in Parsha Seikev. The third parsha, which appears in the Bichlal in Parsha Shlach Lecha, the parsha of Tzitzis. Technically, the Torah doesn't tell us to read Shema together, these three parshios. You have three separate mitzvos. You have a mitzvah to read the first parsha of Shema, the mitzvah to read the second parsha of Shema, and a mitzvah to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal told us, no, we want you to read it like that. Shema, and then Vayom Shema, and then Vayomer. But technically, they're three separate parshios. So you have the joints, you have the point where they connect. But Prakim, in those places, so if you see someone who you have to honor, you see a wealthy person, an honorable person, you owe him a certain amount of honor, so then Shoel Mipnei Kavod, you could greet someone, you could say hello, you could ask, meaning over here, ask him how you're doing, greet him. It doesn't have to be someone you fear, even someone you owe respect to, you are permitted to pause at that point of Shema, in between two parshios, in order to greet him. Umeshiv, and obviously you respond if he greets you. Uveemtza, but in the middle of a chapter, Shoel Mipnei Yira, you would only greet someone who you're scared of, someone who you have a mitzvah to fear, your Rebbe, or your parent. Umeshiv, and obviously you answer that person. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this first is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, he argues, he says differently. He says, Ba'emtza, in the middle of a chapter, Shoel Mipnei Yira. You initiate conversation, you ask someone else how he's doing, you greet someone else if you fear him, and that he agrees with Rabbi Meir. Umeshiv Mipnei Kavod, but to reply, well, that's more disrespectful if you don't do it. If someone greets you and you don't reply, that's more disrespectful. So then, even if it's just someone who you have to honor, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he greets you in the middle of the parsha of Shema, you would reply. Uvaprakim, but at the joints in between the parashios, Shoel Mipnei Kavod, there you would greet someone who you have to honor, Umeshiv Shalom Lechol Adam, and you would reply to anyone who asks you, because again, he says you have to take into account that by not replying, that's a bigger affront. The guy says hello, and you don't answer, and he doesn't understand, you're in the middle of Shema, so that's a bigger affront. In all these instances, if you could get away without answering, obviously that's better. Today, people see with your tallis and tefillin and saying Shema, most people understand. This can be applied today. Sometimes you have someone who doesn't know anything about Judaism, and he doesn't understand that you're not allowed to talk now, so then this could apply, because that person could feel it's an affront that you're not answering him. It could be on a plane, you're saying Shema, and the guy sitting next to you says hi, and you don't reply. It could be there can be instances where this is applicable. But in most instances in daily life, we don't have to worry about this. Eilu en ben haprakim. The following are the points that are considered in between chapters. Ben bracha rishona lishniya, between the first blessing and second. Ben shniya lishma, between the second blessing and shma. Ben shma levayam shamoa, between shma and vayam shamoa. Ben vayam shamoa levayomer, ben vayomer lemit v'yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ben vayomer lemit v'yatziv, lo yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says, that point between vayomer and emes v'yatziv is a critical point, and you shouldn't stop there as though it were a perek, as though it were an end point, but rather as though it were the middle of one topic. You shouldn't stop there between Vayomer and Emet Vayatziv. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.